Hello! This is Ricky B. Sharp from Dothan, Alabama. When I'm starting my day as the beloved fast food mascot Pizza Runt, Mr. Runtop Popopolis tunes in to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. It ain't that he loves the show, but it's the only thing that chases the rats out of the dough flour. That of a...
Up, Matt. It is Thursday, April the 22nd. John Boy and Billy. And take your own flat screen for humble abode. Randy and my ride jacket got my bag. Andy behind the glass. All right. Pillars moving around. Pearl the Wonder Dog is here celebrating Thursday. On our video, if your duck hunting dog could talk, man, y'all need to check that out when you get a chance today. Be celebrating some dogs off and on. See what else special. Today is Earth Day. Yeah. And Weather Channel, love them some Earth Day. Got the weather app on my phone, you know, check it out.
They're the Weather Channel. What do you expect?
I guess I don't
have that much. I mean, they, yeah. All year long, what do they got to talk about? The weather. Yeah. You get a big day like Earth Day and how the weather affects the Earth. This is their day, man. Don't take it away from them.
All right. Excuse me.
I really don't care much about Earth Day either.
Don't take sides against our entire planet.
Yeah, man, Earth Day. I guess I'm just over this whole climate thing. Climate, don't get me started.
Good.
They change. All right, it happens. Yep. It's Earth. It says some celebrate Earth Day every day. You're like waking up on it. That's nice. It is fun. You should be thankful.
Billy, would this be a good point? I think this might be a good point. I'm going to try it for the first time.
Okay.
Go ahead. Keep talking, John.
It's National Girl Scout Leaders Day. I know they can be in the Boy Scouts. Can Boy Scouts be in the Girl Scouts? But they identify as a Girl Scout.
Yep, it works.
It does work. Yeah.
National Jelly Bean Day.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
Wait, you need to pay attention to that part.
Jelly Bean Day. I just finished up all the jelly beans that the Easter Bunny brought.
Were they jelly bellies?
I don't know. It's just little jelly beans. We talked about this before.
Jelly bellies, they write their names on every jelly bean.
Oh, no, huh?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you got the knockoffs.
Ain't them high-dollar jelly beans.
He doesn't focus on the individual ones that closely.
No, I go for the handful.
Yeah, you mix them all together? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I told you before, I like the black ones and the white ones. The licorice, and I don't know what flavor the white ones are.
Coconut?
I think they might be. Yeah.
Oh, licorice and coconut. I didn't know I liked that together.
Mm. I'll start picking them out for you.
Yeah, thank you, man.
No worries.
And also, it's National Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. Now, will they just combine them? I know that you said take your son and take your daughter. Take your daughters and sons to work day. Can't even go to work these days.
Get him some jelly beans. For goodness sakes.
All right. I'm about ready to cheer up. Let's get the winning beginning. All right. I'll do it. Yeah. Bring our first prize back out and get you ready for outbursts. All right. Happy Earth Day. We're on Earth. Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack up this morning, a variety pack of Astera Labs products, pharmaceutical grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. You go to BigShow.com, click on the Astera banner, enter code JBB for buy one, get one pricing on all CBD products through the month of April. Must be 18 to win. Get you set up right now. 3 dates in history where we'll get our categories. April 22nd. In 1889, at 12 noon, Oklahoma had a pistol shot ring out, and the great Oklahoma land rush started.
So one guy shot and everybody ran for it?
It looked like it. Thousands of settlers swarmed onto 1.9 million acres in central Oklahoma to try to make a claim on the best land. Right, good deal. Move up to 1962. On the TV show Mr. Ed, the talking horse fell in love with Clint Eastwood's horse. Mm. In that episode, Donna Douglas played Clint's girlfriend. Of course, it was later that same year that she landed the role as Ellie Mae Clampett on the Beverly Hillbillies.
You know, I bet the guy that created Mr. Ed, the company that owns the rights to Mr. Ed, has not talked about Mr. Ed as much as we have this morning in years.
You're probably right.
Are you feeling lucky?
And finally, it was on this day, 1994. The largest lollipop in the world was unveiled in Ulstrup, Denmark. It weighed 3,011 pounds and was peppermint flavor.
All right.
I guess the whole country could take a lick off that.
Yeah, really.
Ew.
Don't recommend it, but yes.
Now. All right. Well, there's your three categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free lines. We play Outburst next. It's a big show on the radio, rolling through you Thursday. Our video of the day brought to you by Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all Napa stores. If your hunting dog could talk, give us specifically your duck hunting dog. This is some funny stuff. Check it out, thebigshow.com.
My dog.
And right now, get a day's worth of winning.
Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
And say hey to Rick from Bristol, Tennessee.
We'll have a big show time.
Rick! Hey, John Boy!
Hey, Ricky, how you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. How about you guys?
Good. We all right, Rick. Glad you made it in here, buddy. Hope you got the legs up in your head. Let's get through the categories, get you a big old prize pack. You ready to go?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's do it.
In 5 seconds... three kinds of clams. No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Go, Russ. Claims. Three kinds of claims. Ready? Go.
Okay. How about claim as a beneficiary, claim some property, and claim a lottery ticket?
All right. That's good claims.
Johnny just went to small clams court last week. That's why he's...
It's a
little
clam.
All right. All right, Rick, now, three characters from the Beverly Hillbillies. Ready, go.
How about Ellie Mae, Jed Clampett, and Jethro?
And there you go. And for the win, three kinds of lollipops. Ready, go.
Peppermint, grape, and cherry.
And go Astera Labs Products prize pack heading up to Bristol for you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, man. I really appreciate you guys. Sometimes I'm not having the best days. I'm a little disabled and listening to you guys and makes my day better, bud.
Man, Rick, we appreciate that, buddy. Thank you a lot,
yep,
man.
Because it makes you feel better because, you know, somebody's got it worse.
Right. Our struggles make his struggles
always,
more bearable.
Always lift me up, always. Thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Good stuff, Rick. Will you hang on, Jackie? Hook you up.
Hey, thank you.
Let's jump out, catch you up on your news, and right on the other side, our time capsule for this April 22nd. 40 years to choose from. Got a good one coming up.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Thank you, John Boy. Hit it. Good morning, boys and girls. I'm Mr. Rhubarb, and it's time for another fun-filled episode of Mr. Rhubarb Storytime.
Oh, yay!
Feel free to bring the kids around the radio. This is fun family stuff.
Okay.
What? Really?
Got you.
One day, Cowboy star Roy Rogers was walking past a shoe store in Hollywood and saw a pair of fine Italian loafers in the window. Roy was tired of wearing cowboy boots all the time, so he went in and tried them on. They were the most comfortable shoes he'd ever worn. "I'll take them, partner," he said, and wore them out of the store. Well, just as Roy was getting back to the Double R Ranch, a huge thunderstorm came up. Roy ran up the driveway to his house, but by the time he got to the porch, his new Italian loafers were covered with mud.
Oh, man.
So he left them out on the steps and went inside to eat dinner. A few minutes later, a bobcat came down out of the hills, snuck up onto the porch, and started chewing on Roy's shoes.
Doing what?
Chewing on them.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
What does that sound like?
Oh my. Kind of like that Carolina Panther song. As luck would have it, one of the farmhands was walking by and saw the bobcat and frightened him away.
Now, what did that sound like?
Chew! Chew, cat, chew! But alas, the beautiful Italian Italian loafers were completely ruined.
That's a shame.
When he heard what happened, Roy was furious. He grabbed his shotgun, whistled for his horse Trigger, and rode off into the hills in search of the bobcat. An hour later, Roy and Trigger returned with a dead bobcat slung over the back of his saddle. As Roy rode up to the barn, the farmhand came out, saw the dead bobcat, and said, "Pardon me, Roy, is that the cat that chewed your new shoes?" Maybe if I'd have done it more like the song. I'll try. "Pardon me, Roy, is that the cat that chewed your new shoes?"
Oh, yeah.
Nailed it.
There you go.
One more story since we've got all the family gathered around for this fun field time.
All right.
Hey, noise.
A seafood restaurant had a sign in the window that read, "Big lobster tails, $5 each." Amazed at the great value, a man stopped in and asked the waitress, "$5 each for lobster tails? Is that correct?" "Yes," she said. "It's our special just for today." "Well, they must be little lobster tails." "No," she replied. "It's the really big lobster." "Big red lobster tails, $5 each," he said. Amazed. "They must be old lobster tails." "No, no. They're definitely today's." "Today's big red lobster tails, $5 each," he repeated, astounded. "Yes," she insisted. "Well, here's my $5. I'll take one." Well, she took the money and led him to a table where she invited him to sit down. She then sat down next to him, put her hand on his shoulder, leaned over very close to him and said, "Once upon a time, there was a really big red lobster." "Pardon me, Roy, that cat chewed your shoes." Thank you for acting like you enjoyed Mr. Rhubarb's story time.
Good family time.
I'm Mr. Rhubarb, saying I'm Mr. Rhubarb.
John Boy and Billy.
You better wipe that smile off your face, or I'll do it for you.
Morning radio done right.
Gentlemen.
Good Thursday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Well, the world is in a sorry state these days, and we're about to make it worse. Much, much worse. How, you may ask? Well, wow. Here is Astro Nerd.
Aww. Thanks for the invite, John Boy.
I didn't invite you. You just showed up.
You're welcome. And don't worry, I'm not going to tell any stale old jokes. I've taken my act in another all-new direction.
Out the door?
That's a good one. Stealing! No. Meet Astro Nerd Insult Comic.
Oh, really?
I was trying to find something that would force me to stretch my hilarious wings.
So, and you chose insult comedy.
Well, it's not easy for me. See, I'm not a mean-spirited person. I try not to say hurtful things. I don't get my jollies being unspeakably cruel and unkind. Like Randy.
Wait, what's this all about?
Every time I want to come on the show and inform and educate your listeners in all things astronomical, he gives me the breeze. He says I'm a ratings killer, says the listeners aren't interested, says that I'm some sort of know-it-all, says I talk way too long.
Well, Randy...
I'm not done talking.
I was saying that Randy is executive producer and he's supposed to make that call.
Yeah, but... does he have to say it so dang mean?
Well, like what?
Oh, well, he says stuff like, no, keep talking. I always yawn when I'm interested. or let's play horse. I'll be the front end. You be yourself. or take a mental note. No, never mind. I see you're out of paper. That kind of stuff. Mean.
Well, as Oliver says, are you going to let him talk to you like that?
That's why I'm here. I'm really going to give him the business.
All right. Well, Randy, you asked for it. All right. Go ahead, fine. Nerd.
Heart's beating, hands sweating. Okay, here goes. Hey, Randy, Daryl Gretsch called. He wants his pants back.
Who is Daryl Gretsch?
Oh, he's this guy I know. He wears fancy pants all the time, just like Randy.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. No one knows who he is.
Oh, okay, right. Hey, Randy, nice pants. Kaboom!
No, try something like, hey, Randy, nice pants. Is it gay bingo night?
Hey, stealing!
Okay, try something else.
All right. Hey, Randy, nice shirt. Is it gay bingo night? Kaboom!
Forget the clothes.
That's going to cut my act in half.
Thank goodness. Keep going.
Hey, Randy, Burt Bacharach called. He wants his hair back. Boom, sucker!
That's kind of weak.
Dang it. Okay. Hey, Randy, if you're so smart, how come you don't...
What's wrong?
I went off script. I can't think of anything.
Well, try something else.
Hey, Billy, nice glasses.
That's terrible.
No, I really like his glasses. Where'd you get lens crafters?
You are awful at this.
Yeah. Well, okay, Smarty Pants, you know so much, my bald cat, young friend. What would you say?
All right, off the top of my head, are you the first in your family to be born without a tail? Before you came along, we're hungry. Now we're fed up. Wait, let me guess. The aliens forgot to take out the anal probe.
Burn.
Do you want me to accept you as you are, or do you want me to like you? What about, you're a difficult man to forget, but well worth the effort. What about, I used to think you were a pain in the neck, but now I have a much lower opinion of you.
Yeah, man! Take that, Randy!
I'm sitting right here.
That was to you, by the way, Dirt.
Why are you so mean?
It's mind over matter. I don't mind because you don't matter.
Stealing!
And scent.
Don't you mean seen?
No scent because you stink.
Man, JP, you are on a roll. Stealing! Well, I gotta get my notes together here. There's a lot to take in. In the immortal words of Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Terminator, I shall return, or something like that. Hey, Randy, nice. Damn it, never mind.
Morning, pal. When I'm driving the bus in the morning, I always get the troublemakers. But I figured out how to get rid of them. I crank up the volume on The Big Show with John Boy and Billy. They are a laugh riot. And the crackheads hate it.
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio for you Thursday, April 22nd. Having a birthday today. Happy birthday. See you sharing one with on the celebrity birthday list. About that, Jack Nicholson is 84 years old today. So, Jack, ain't seen him in anything new lately, huh? Y'all seen him around anything?
No. Makes me wonder if his health is okay.
He's just taking it easy, huh? All right. Director John Waters is 75.
Director. You've probably never seen any of his stuff. He made a lot of really weird... Was that Eraserhead? No, that was somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
He made all these really bizarre movies back in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, okay.
One of those art house directors.
You'd recognize him. He's a really skinny guy. He has a real thin mustache. Kind of balding. You'd recognize him.
So he's creepy looking.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
Well, actress and ex-wife to Johnny Depp, Amanda Heard, is 35.
She was in Magic Mike 2. Anybody?
Magic?
Oh, yeah. We all went for those male stripper shows. What, are you kidding me?
I did, too, and I was very disappointed.
Is that right?
Yeah.
comedian Sherry Shepherd, 54. Mm. We never had her on the show?
No.
I don't think so, no.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, 55.
He's the guy that plays Negan on The Walking Dead, the guy with the baseball bat.
Yeah.
I have never seen a single episode.
Is that right?
Not a one.
It used to be good. I ain't watched it lately. Yeah.
I have not seen it.
They got
all
touchy feely. How do you get all touchy feely in a zombie movie? Mm. Please.
Zombies need love too, John.
No, what zombie need is brains.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they don't really need love.
Hey, comedian Byron Allen is 60 years old. Where in the world did Byron Allen get all his money?
Talk about a guy who went under the radar and has had a fabulously successful financial career.
He bought the Weather Channel.
He's the guy that bought the Weather Channel, yes. He had show, Entertainers with Byron Allen, and he would basically go to the press junkets like they have whenever a movie opens.
Uh-huh.
He turned that into a TV show that would be on later than Showtime at the Apollo on most channels. In other words, at the middle of the night.
Right.
And he is such a smart businessman that he's got his own movie studio. He's like, it's crazy.
Wild.
And
his resume.
He was one of the guys on Real People, that show in the 70s on NBC.
His resume says he is a talk show host, comedian, television producer, film director, screenwriter, business person, actor, television director. And his current net worth, $450 million.
There you go. How about that?
Yep.
That is wild. And and the musician Peter Frampton, do you feel like he do? He is 71 years old.
Who's that?
About that.
One of the best-selling artists of the 1970s, for sure.
Yeah, it was Peter.
That Frampton Comes Alive was just a monster album.
All right. So, all right, mainly happy birthday to Jack Nicholson and you. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. You can win a $50 gift card from Trophy Tree Stands. Turkey season is here, and Trophy Tree Stands got the best ground blinds, swivel blind chairs, and blaster tree seats. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Trophy Tree Stands banner, enter code JBB, get 20% off at checkout. All right, let's see what we got heading into the weekend right now. Let's find out what's happening with our old friend, the Honorable Mayor Merwin Q. Fiddle Swoop. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, John Boy, Billy, and everyone out there in Big Show listening land.
All right, so what's the latest happenings in dismal seepage, South Carolina?
I'm glad you asked, John Boy. As you know by the pollen on your truck, the marathon sneezing fits and the dismal seepage technical college failing to get into the NCAA tournament, spring is upon us.
Wait a second, man. Now, dismal seepage technical college, they have a basketball team?
That's what we keep wondering. Yes, the dismal seepage tech mighty, mighty skid marks.
How on earth did they get the name the mighty, mighty skid marks?
I blame the cafeteria.
Ah, and they stink, huh?
And how? These showers in the gym haven't worked in 6 years. Yes, the mighty, mighty skid marks are a real Cinderella story.
And how so?
They always run away from the ball. But to help take everyone's mind off of that, every year at this time, we throw our annual Dismal Seepage Spring Fling.
Spring Fling. That sounds festive.
Oh, it is. This is Dismal Seepage's exclusive adults-only celebration.
Wait, adults only?
Yes, it's a literal spring fling, a swingers weekend where anything goes, baby. It's like that movie The Purge, but no one gets killed. They just get lucky.
Hold on. When you tell folks spring fling, they're going to think about a flower show and a big barbecue or something.
Well, there was a weenie roast last year, but that was unintentional. Word to the wise, never go near an open flame when you're naked.
Ah.
Things went from kinky to combustible very quickly. Gave new meaning to the word hot dog.
Ah.
Any of these flaming body parts jokes doing anything for you? Thank goodness the guy in the bulldog costume was a volunteer firefighter.
But a bulldog costume.
Like I said, anything goes. Ironically, we had to ask him to leave. He wouldn't stop dragging his butt on the carpet.
Well, you got to have some sort of standards, Mayor.
Yeah, sub people, sheesh. So if any one of your listeners is interested in, quote-unquote, sampling the local wares, just call the hotel and make a room reservation.
What's the hotel?
The Halfway Inn.
Ah, that figures. So how does all this happen? I mean, what are the rules?
All right, well, guys up to age 30, they all put their underwear in a big box. Ladies step up and pull out a pair of drawers, and whoever the owner is, that's their partner.
So if you decide to go commando, you're out of luck.
Bingo.
Well, what about folks over 30?
Well, it's different for all ages. Say 30 to 50, you draw from a box of sunglasses, and 50 to 65 is a medication bottle.
Yeah, over 65?
Dentures.
Gross.
Oh. Yeah. Tell me. Well, the good news is they always fall asleep before they can really do anything. Most of them are hard of hearing, so they just sleep through all the noise from the adjoining room.
Yeah, makes sense.
And when the sun comes up in the morning, John Boy, everyone convenes in the dining room for the big morning after breakfast buffet, courtesy of the restaurant Shea What? It's a heaping bounty of grits, gravy, and uncomfortable silences, followed immediately by free health care services from Penicillin Patty's Portable Practice.
Free health care services.
Yeah, there's usually quite a few who feel the burn, if you follow me.
I got it.
Well, listen, I'd love to stay and talk. He tried to say convincingly, but I've got to run. There's a lot to do before the big Dismal Seepage Spring Fling Festival.
Lots of paperwork?
No, I've got to go for my all-over spray tan. I've got to get jiggy with it.
Too much information, Mayor.
So if you're feeling amorous and aren't too glamorous, come on down to Dismal Seepage, South Carolina, and the big Spring Fling Festival. And in case you find a new Mr. or Mrs. Wright, complimentary divorce attorneys will be on site. We'll see you there.
All right. Thank you very much, Mayor. All right, y'all. Let's play this John Boy Jeopardy game. Review yesterday's question. We found out, statistically speaking, this U.S. holiday is the deadliest day on America's roadways.
July 4th.
It is. July 4th. Coming up a couple months. Be careful out there. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Pay attention. About one half of all traffic accidents worldwide involve one of these.
What is some kind of dumbass?
Yes.
Or at least that's the phrase they use a lot.
More specific, I think. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio, and a video of the day brought to you by Liquid Performance, available at all Napa stores. We got, if your hunting dog can talk, it will go like this. Like that dog been duck hunting with my crew here. Check it out to get a chance at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy. Jeopardy.
Wow, 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 wow.
And now, a man who says if his dog could talk, it would take a lot of the fun out of the hunting trips. He's John Moore.
And thank you.
For a dog, she can be very catty.
That dog lies.
Say hey to Christy out of Johnson City, Tennessee. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Christy, you first up. Let's see what you got. We're saying pay attention. About one half of all traffic accidents worldwide involve one of these.
An idiot?
Is it what?
An idiot.
An idiot.
That's close to Billy's.
That is close, yeah.
I like it.
So, let's see, is it an idiot?
No, but we have eliminated two right off the bat.
Swing and a miss.
Christy, we appreciate you playing with us, baby. You have a great day.
Can I give a shout out?
Yes, you can.
I'd like to give a shout out to my coworkers at Hibachi House in Irwin, Tennessee. And to my mom and family back in Virginia, we listen to you guys every morning.
All right. That's awesome, Christy. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
I think sometimes they just play these games for the shout-out.
You think?
Oh, we like it. All right, let's see. We got Chris in Matthews, North Carolina. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, John.
Hello. Hi, Chris. We've already eliminated a couple, including dumbasses and idiots.
Right.
So, what do you think? One half of all traffic accidents worldwide involve one of these.
People.
Actually, that's probably 100%.
Well, pedestrians.
Ah, so maybe people not driving cars or trucks.
Yes, correct.
Ah, all right.
No, Google only gave him a little bit to work with.
Well, let's see if he got it.
Seven,
seven. Yeah, he did. Yeah. People.
Oh.
All right, good work, Chris. You got the Trophy Tree Stands prize pack. Head over to Matthews for you.
That's awesome. If I could give a shout out.
You go ahead.
People out in the Charlotte area, Hill, Sand, and Gravel, we'll get down and dirty and get it all to you.
All right. So now tell me the gravel again. What's the company?
Don't worry. We'll Google
Hill, it. Hill, Sand, and Gravel.
Hill Fanny Gravel.
I don't think that's right. But
Hill Granite Gravel?
Granite Gravel. Granite. Landscape and material, yeah.
Okay, all right.
We'll let you go because we know the phone's going to start to ring.
You don't need a spokesperson? You know, we're right up the road,
first time caller.
All right, way to make a boss, Chris. Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. It's about 20 minutes away. My brand new Big Show Top 10 list. It's good. Look forward. Thursday, April the 22nd, April 22, 2021. Go following twos. That's four twos in today's date. That might mean something.
That reminds me, we totally forgot to call Mary Jane on 420.
Oh, was your
2 days ago? Oh my goodness, she's gonna be mad.
Well, we'll just tell her it's 420 next time.
Right.
We
can do it another day.
Excellent, good plan.
All right. Hey, man, about 20 minutes at brand new Big Show Top 10 list. Take it that way, we got this bonus Top 10 list this morning, Billy.
Well, Men in Black International and Shaft are the latest big-budget summer movies that have underperformed at the box office. Also, less than monster hits so far, X-Men Dark Phoenix. reboots of Hellboy and Godzilla, and even the Lego Movie 2. And the disappointments may not be over. Today's Big Show Top 10 list, top 10 upcoming movie sequels not likely to rake in big bucks this year. Number 10, The Ego Movie. I don't even know what that's about. Number 9, Pet Seminary. Number 8, White Power Rangers. Number 7, Detective Pikachu gets incriminating photos of your husband with Jigglypuff. Number 6, Godzilla, the King of Queens. Number 5, John Wick gets hammered and rides a horse through PetSmart. I shall go see that. Number 4, 50 Shades of Gary. I don't even know what that is. Number 3, The Angry Birds crap all over the tow truck from Cars. Number 2, Madea's family brawl at IHOP gets posted on YouTube. And the worst movie sequel idea of the year, How the Grinch Stole Kwanzaa.
Good Thursday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Coming up about 20 minutes on track with Doug Rice. I'm sure the boy's headed to Talladega this weekend. Been trying to get him there for the last 3 weeks. My schedule's been off there. But yeah, all right. Hey, we'll let Doug pick him on the wild card race here in just a few minutes. But right now, this morning's brand new top 10 list, Billy.
Today's high concept Big Show top 10 list, the top 10 signs a dyslexic guy is having a midlife crisis. Right. Number 10, complains about not getting enough carpool duty. Number 9, just turned his man cave into a sewing room. Number 8, traded his 63 Corvette for a low mileage Hyundai Sonata. Number 7, consults plastic surgeon about having his bald spot enlarged. Number 6, three-time customer of the month at Bed Bath & Beyond. Number 5, currently having an affair with an older, more demanding woman. Number 4, blows off poker night to catch a special bonus episode of Basketball Wives. Number 3, actually understands the difference between white shoes and bone shoes. Number 2, sold his Xbox and bought an air fryer. And the number 1 sign he's got his midlife crisis backwards, keeps asking, does this make me look fat?
Why is everybody looking at me?
Good morning, love-starved mortals. Cupid here. You know how to make 2 million people fall in love at the same time? Tune them into the Big Show with John Boy and Billy. Trust me, there's enough of them to go around. And by the by, you're welcome.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio for you Thursday morning. Right. When you get a chance, check out a video. If your duck hunting dog could talk. As you duck hunters. Did you think it was funny, Randy? I know you know absolutely nothing, but I was funny. My cub gave me this video.
At the risk of hurting your feelings, no.
Yeah, but I like that you liked it, and I like that you gave me one to use. I'll take anything. You know, I have seen so damn many videos on the internet. I sometimes feel like that's the only thing I do.
It's like you got to get a brand new one every day, man. I know.
My tough. Favorite part of this conversation so far, I like that you liked it.
Yeah. That is truly how I feel.
Right. I do like it. Well, you know, we love some dogs here on the Big Show. Now, do you think your dog can get jealous? Now, my dog has a gamut of emotions. Whenever I have to leave and go somewhere that I can't take Pearl, Jackie will take her by the house, and Pearl will give her the cold shoulder. we'll not look at her the whole way to my house. I like that. But, okay, your dog getting jealous. You ever come home and you've been around somebody else's dog and your dog will sniff you up?
Sometimes that's the best part of going home.
Right.
Well,
okay, that's my favorite part of this conversation.
Well, if you think dogs cannot get jealous, says think again. A new study found that dogs don't just get jealous when they're around a rival for their favorite person's attention. They can actually dream up scenarios that make them feel jealousy, even if it's not happening in front of them.
Look at her. She thinks she cute.
So it says this research is significant because jealousy as an emotion is linked to being self-aware, something most people think distinguishes humans from animals. So it says it might be time to stop joking around about your dog thinking he's human because, as most owners already know, dogs might actually be smarter than we are. And science is finally catching on.
Look, I'm worried about a planet of apes, not dogs. I think dogs might do a better job than we're doing.
Yeah. That is something, man. So think about that. Notice if your dog acts jealous. You got another dog on you. All right, good. I like a dog.
No, seriously. Sometimes that's the best part of going home.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to get in the winner's circle is the current events quiz. Take C, get a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers, the latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine. Mount Olive Pickles, making great products since 1926. Hang on, we'll play for in a sec. Right now, it is time for On Track with Doug Rice, the man from the Performance Racing Network in his Charlotte Motor Speedway studios, joining us this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, John Boy and Billy. Thanks for having me on. You know, this week we're headed to Talladega.
I heard so. Wow. Yeah. I've been hearing that for about 3 weeks, but it's from me.
It's in Alabama, so.
Yeah, looking forward to that. All right, so I'll bring that up in a minute.
Please do.
First, Doug in Richmond. Hey, we got another first-time winner this season.
Yeah, Alex Bowman pulled off the trick. He really was a non-factor throughout the race. Denny Hamlin led 207 laps out of 400. Truex led 107 laps. But they had a late race caution. Kevin Harvick had a problem. And on the restart, Bowman's team hit the right setup. He blows by Logano. He gets around Hamlin and drives off and gets his third career victory. And very reminiscent of kind of what happened at Atlanta earlier this year when Ryan Blaney just sort of followed everybody around. Then late in the race, the leader at that time was Kyle Larson, sort of faded, and Blaney passed him with eight laps to go. So we've had this scenario kind of break out twice this year where drivers were just there, and then all of a sudden, they're in victory lane.
Well, I'm going to say, if you lead that last lap, that's the one that counts right there.
It's pretty much all that counts at the end of the day. Good for Alex Bowman. Automatically qualified now to run for the championship when we get down to the final 10 races. Eight of those slots are gone. Only half are left. Wow. I mean, some of the big teams will get in just because of their average finish and the points they accumulate. But with every new winner we get, eight winners now out of nine races, it's going to make it harder and harder to get in to that championship 16 just on points. I think there's only going to be maybe two, possibly three slots for drivers to get in on points. Otherwise than that, you're going to have to win to make it into the title hunt.
And then you look at it, Doug, Denny Hamlin leading the points race without a win. So go ahead and take a slot away because Hamlin's pretty sure to
Hamlin's in there to at least get into the 16. I think in nine races, he has eight top five finishes. He's not missing by much. He's got a couple of runner-up finishes. He's there every week. I'm not worried about Denny Hamlin getting his share of victories before the season's over.
And, Doug, I want to ask you about it. I heard on over the radio after the race, his crew chief telling Denny, well, nobody likes us anyway. What do you think that's about?
I thought that was kind of funny. I guess, you know, he feels like in the garage that they're not getting the respect that they need from other competitors. That's how I took that.
Right.
You know, and I thought that was kind of odd because Denny's a veteran. He's been at this. He's proven he can do it over and over again. I mean, the guy's done everything but, it's a big but, win a title. And, you know, you kind of hope for his sanity's sake that happens before he decides to hang it up and just become a full-time owner.
Right. And you talk about stuff kind of crazy this year. If you would say all Hendrick cars have won a race except one, you probably wouldn't pick NASCAR's most popular driver, Chase Elliott, as that one that hadn't won yet.
Yeah, the defending champion who just was on fire at the end of last year is the only Hendrick driver to not grab a checkered flag this season. That's a bit of a startle for me. I thought that they would be money by now, and I'm still going to fall back on the fact that we have five road courses left before we get to the final 10 races of the year and run for the title. He'll win two or three of those. He's just, I feel like, that much better than everybody on the road courses. But you'd like to see a little higher level of performance from him right now than what we get. Now, this weekend, it's anybody's guess, and he has won at Talladega before. So you got to give him a nod there. But they've underperformed, I think, considering how red hot they were at the end of last year to this year just kind of being there. Not the level of what I thought we'd see.
And things are kind of loosening up a little bit at Darlington. They're going to be letting some other people in the garage area.
The drivers, the owners, the manufacturers, and NASCAR, and the tracks will all be allowed to bring in a small amount of guests to go into the garage. From what I understand, you can't go out on pit roads. You're not going to be getting selfies with Kevin Harvick. But, you know, this sport is, it runs off of sponsorship. And for people to sign up and spend millions upon millions of dollars, they want to get close to the action. They want to get a little dirt under their fingernails and you know, feel like they're a part of the show. And NASCAR really needs this opportunity to get these guests and potential sponsors or current sponsors back into the mix. They need to get behind the fence, and they're going to try this in Darlington. I'm sure there will be masks and social distancing involved, but it's a nice step because the garage has been rather ghost-like, ghost town-like. I have not been in an active NASCAR garage in well over a year now.
Wow. That is wild.
And I've been to a bunch of races.
And they are strict, because I remember back in the day, Mike Helton made me go put on long britches to come back in the garage area. So
you know, if you showed up today in those stunning denim shorts, you would be allowed in.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I long for the old days. You know?
Well, jorts were in style back then.
So, all right, and for sure we're racing in Talladega. So, like we say, now it is. It's a wild card race, but anybody particular you're looking at, Doug?
I'm looking at a team. I'm looking at Team Penske. Brad Keselowski has five career wins there, albeit his last one was in 2017. Ryan Blaney has won a couple of times there, and so has Joey Logano. So I think the winner will come out of Team Penske this weekend. I just feel like they're the team that goes in there that seems to have the best expertise at Talladega.
All right. Good stuff. Doug, thank you so much, buddy. You have a great weekend.
All right. Always a pleasure. Take care. Be careful, guys.
All right, buddy. You too, man. We'll talk to you next week. And you can follow Doug on Twitter at RiceMan61. All right, but let's play this current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
A faith healer whose unusual style is getting a lot of attention and not in a good way.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You told free line across America. Take C, you win. We play next. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio. Rolling through you Thursday with a 22nd, 2021. Video today brought to you by Liquid Performance. Available at all Napa stores. If your duck hunting dog can talk.
It's kind of hurtful when you somebody look at it.
Yeah. Check it out at thebigshow.com. Love our dog. And right now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz. Tennessee.
Yay. As I heard Harold out of Bridgewater, Virginia. Good morning, Harold.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Harold, listen to Biddlin' Wind.
From the Religion Beat, a South African minister and faith healer has a unique way of helping his parishioners deal with their physical and spiritual problems. Pastor Christ Penelope of something called Sevenfold Holy Spirit Ministries claims to deliver his alleged healing powers to his followers by sitting on their heads and farting in their faces. Oh, it gets worse. He says pooting near a person's nostrils is an important part of getting the healing power to work. And he has some pretty sketchy scripture references to justify his poot therapy. Says one skeptical local minister, A, he's a fraud and a blasphemer. B, he's making a mockery of the faith. Or C, his Bible quotes aren't the only thing that doesn't pass the smell test.
What you got, Harold?
I think I'll take C on that.
Boy, people around the world.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
Harold, healed. You got the big old Mount Olive Pickles prize pack heading up to Bridgewater for you.
Awesome, awesome. Got to give a shout-out?
Yes, sir.
I have my lovely wife, Christy, and my son, Colby, and Blue Ridge Christian School in Bridgewater, Virginia, and Dayton, Virginia High School. Awesome school to go.
Well, all right, Harold. Appreciate you and yours listening to The Big Show.
All right, thanks, sir.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Puts about 20 minutes away. That brand new tune, according to Junior Nation Band. Wham, I got it. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio. Right, well, we've been talking about that WandaVision. We've been watching there. Marvel, man, Marvel's all over the map. They're everywhere now.
Yeah,
these superhero stuff coming out.
And that was a company that was going broke just a few years ago. And now they're like got more money than
That's
anybody.
Crazy. Well, yeah. Who was it that bought them? Was it Disney?
Disney
Is that
owns
the deal?
Them now. Yeah,
so now they just... Right. They just chugging them out everywhere, man.
I have read that they have held on to the rights for every character they've ever drawn,
How about that?
But they don't control the movie rights to all their characters.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Because they were going broke a few years ago, and they basically licensed out the Fantastic Four and the X-Men and several of these big franchises to different studios.
Wow.
And so they didn't control the rights to their own characters. And it's like they're still in the kind of a gray area with Spider-Man because Sony owns the movie rights to Spider-Man, and they kind of have a sharing arrangement.
Man.
So it's really complicated, but they're kind of bringing all the superheroes back one at a time.
Well, maybe that explains this top 10 list. All right, take it, Billy.
Well, big news for superhero movie fans at the recent San Diego Comic-Con. Marvel Studios showed up to reveal the titles of their so-called Phase 4 films. That's the new set of Marvel movies that'll be coming out over the next 2 or 3 years. No big surprise, we're in for sequels to hits like Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor and Doctor Strange, and the Black Widow is finally getting her own solo movie. But Marvel's about to bring some of their lesser-known characters to the big screen, too, including Shang-Chi, the Master of Kung Fu, and a team of godlike beings called the Eternals. Marvel guys also dropped a few hints about their Phase 5 movies, which won't start hitting the screen until at least 2022. And it sounds like they're really digging deep for some of these. As anyone who's read a lot of Marvel comics knows, their superhero lineup is not all Spider-Man and Captain America. Even Marvel has a few scrubs. Today's Big Show Top 10 list, the top 10 significantly less popular superheroes that could get their own movie in Marvel Phase 5. Number 10, Captain Obvious. I'm surprised he needs some money. He's got that TV camera. Number 9, Grab Ass. I don't know what his power is. Number 8, Punchy McPuncherson. Number 7, Dadpool. I think he just tells a lot of corny jokes. Number 6, Mr. Salty. Number 5, Dr. Scholl. Number 4, Miss Thang. Number 3, Major A-Hole. He's a mean one. Number 2, the Atomic Wedgie. And the least known Marvel movie superhero, Skidmark.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling to you Thursday.
All right.
And here it is, the Big Show House Band. The legend for the boys living on Peckerhead Road continues. Check out this cover letter. Hey, perverts, here's our latest musical salute to the wild side of life out here at Casa de Double Wide. It's based on one of our all-time favorites by Robert Earl Keen. This is the third song we've done with Peckerhead Road in the name to make it easy for folks to find it on the BitBox. We worked in our official lot number here at the trailer park, which, like our all-time favorite driver, is 3.
Oh, so they just put like a catalog number in the song.
Okay. Y'all keep them straight up there, Hoyt. Well, here we go.
Well, I'm high straight in Rock Hill, side bed in Fort Mill, and a fresh deck down in Clover. Some call me smart ass, some call me dumb ass. I'm holding on tight till it's over. I'm a beer drinking, bad stinking, fart lighting, fist frightening, on lighting daddy. Might be a tad dense, get by on horse sense at Peckerhead Road number 3. I ain't got no trust fund, but I'm willing to bet, son, I'm having more fun than you. My band Junior Nation's a show enough sensation, and we make it do what it do. I'm big hair and no thinking, hard rocking, hard drinking, knee-haw looking pervert. Might not have much brains, ain't got no complaints, and Peckerhead Road number 3. Six, I drive back the sticks, drink myself to a beer, 12 in the backyard. Gonna crank the amps and play the hits, cause all my friends rock real hard. I'm big hair and no driving, straight shooting or pooping, hee-haw looking pervert. Got the bad eyes and bad back, itching my butt crack, it's Peckerhead Road number 3. closest I'll ever get to heaven is tearing up I-77 to Peckerhead Road number 3.
What, go now? Okay, good morning. There's Stan Higgins here. Nothing makes my day like a chance to pop in on John Boy and Billy here on The Big Show. But I don't come here just to see them. I'm not a gay. I come here for eye candy. Babs, Jackie, and Tater. Because Daddy's got a sweet tooth. How is that, too blue?
Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up in minutes, Tatertainment News. In a couple of rounds, a wordy word. We got a little wordy word song. Get you ready. Hit it, boys.
You can play if you want to. This game called Wordy Word. You gotta be smart, and if you're not smart, to play would be absurd. So dial the phone if you want to. You can get help if you need. Don't call in drunk or half asleep or all doped up on weed. And you can play Wordy Word. You can play if you want to. Try to show off for your friends. But your friends are like you, your friends are dumb too, and you won't like how this ends. So you can guess if you want to, cause the words won't guess themselves. This is Wordy Word Man, if you don't have a plan, there's no trophy for your shelves. I say, you can play, but you're probably going to lose. You can play, I hope you're good at singing the blues. You can play, give the radio the bird. You can play this game called Wordy Word, Wordy Word, Wordy Word, Wordy Word, Wordy Word, yes, yeah, Wordy Word. It's got to come You can play if you want to, yes, the biggest day of your life. I hope you don't blow it, but you will, and you know it, and you'll disappoint your wife. I say, you can play if you want to, but you don't have too much time. Be careful how you spend it in 30 seconds, and then hang up and go whine. I say, you can play, and you can play, keep your wits under control. And you can play, and you can play, it's harder than playing cornhole. And you can play, and you can play, but you'll just look like a fool. And you can play, you can play, you'll wish you would have stayed in school. Cause it's Wordy Word, it's Wordy Word, yes, Wordy Word, yes, Wordy Word, yes, Wordy Word, it's Wordy Word, yes, Wordy Word, it's Wordy Word, yes, Wordy Word, yes, Wordy Word, it's Wordy Word.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit in that John Boy Miller 5-gallon bucket. If you go to thebigshow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, you get 20% off all appearance, maintenance, and performance products when you enter code JBB at checkout. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. But right now, it's time for Tatertainment News, and here's our girl, Tater.
Thank you so much. Got some royal family information for you. I might as well tell you guys. You should know, since the rest of the world knows. But Prince Philip was, his funeral was on Saturday, And Queen Elizabeth made some tough decisions to accommodate only 30 family members who were allowed to attend at St. George Chapel in Windsor Castle, Buckingham Palace. You may have noticed, if you happened to watch that Saturday afternoon, that Prince William and Prince Harry were not side by side in the funeral procession. They had their cousin in between them. Queen Elizabeth wanted to keep the drama low and later found out that actually, from an insider, that it was Prince William who requested that.
Are they not getting along?
Everybody in the royal family is mad at Harry and Meghan right now.
Since the Oprah interview. But things, according to the sources for TMZ, that they said that they were having problems before they left for America. So Prince William was having problems with Harry before they left for he and Meghan left for America over a year ago. So what else happened while Harry was in town was they had a two-hour summit with his brother. So Prince and Prince Harry and Prince William were behind doors for about 2 hours trying to work things out.
Now, when we're in the church, you stay on your own side of the pew, you ginger miscreant. Damn you! Don't make me go to Maker and Pater.
Brothers, this guy talking down, they have to have a summit.
Out of the public eye and away from other influences.
Well, we have to get the caterers involved, don't we?
Only Prince Charles was there, though, to help mediate.
Helped a lot. Yeah.
One last thing about Prince Philip. Upon the death of Queen Elizabeth, when that happens, Prince Philip will be exhumed so that he and the Queen are buried side by side in the memorial chapel at St. George's Chapel. So right now he's sealed in the royal vault of St. George's Chapel.
Okay, so I was wondering, why don't they just put him where they're going to put the queen next to him?
But I guess she's got to go. They've got their hierarchy.
It's practical.
Okay.
Because the other folks that are there are her parents, King George, and her sister, Princess Margaret, and then there's some former kings buried there. George III, George IV, William IV.
Bury people inside a church over there at the drop of a hat. If you're high up enough the food chain.
Right. Yeah.
There you go. All right. So, since we're in England, let's talk about the Beatles. So there's a factory sealed copy of the Beatles, the White Album, and it's marked. Its serial number is, you know, 60 and then a 1. So it's the very first one, and it's up for bids at GottaHaveRockAndRoll.com. So it was released in November of 1968, and the first issue covers then had the Beatles in raised letters. And each one was numbered with the discs having an Apple label with a Capitol Records logo in white around the perimeter. So this limited edition first print album were only made for the group and Capitol Records executives. So only the Beatles members and the execs had them. And one came from one of the suits that were there who obtained that album at a release party. And then he took it back to Capitol Records and had them factory seal it again. So this is what you're bidding on. So in 2015, Ringo Starr auctioned off his unsealed first print copy for $790,000.
Oh! Well, now.
And the starting bid was $25,000. So this one will sell between $500 and $700 on April 23rd.
That's nuts.
So get your money ready. Go get you an album.
The best Beatles souvenir I've ever heard of, Paul McCartney has it. When they did Sgt. Pepper, they did shot the album cover. The guy made two different versions of the drum head for the big bass drum. And they used one of them. And the other one, Paul McCartney has it hanging in his house in London. That's a Beatles souvenir right there.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Yeah.
That's there you wild. Go. Talking about celebrity relationships, J-Lo pulled the trigger and decided to end their engagement. Her engagement with Alex Rodriguez, known as A-Rod. So those kids are broken up.
So they've been engaged all this time. Yeah.
They've been engaged all this time and have been business partners. And so rumors are, according to People magazine, that that's what kind of held up the breakup, is that they are kind of mired in a lot of business things.
They're stuck in an A-hole, so to speak.
She's like worth like $400 million. Mm-hmm. But A-Rod's got like $350 million. And they've got good thing they didn't buy the Mets together, because that would have been messy. Yeah.
Might I suggest a summit of some kind?
But they've got a bunch of different things that they're involved in. And also TMZ's worried about her $1.8 million engagement ring and what she's gonna do. Is she gonna give it back? What's gonna happen?
I would say, you know, she should.
I would say all female. I would say all brides or future fiancés who got a ring and
Your
didn't
Honor, who
follow
can
through
that?
But should
you don't
give
have
back
to.
The ring.
You don't, because it was a gift.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if he broke up with her, he probably going to keep it. Just despite it.
So who do we know? Do we know who broke up? Yeah, amicable.
Well, you know, the tabloids are saying Jennifer did because there were rumors that he cheated. So
well, there you
that's kind of what they're going on. But we will never really know. We'll never really know.
God.
And lastly, Kobe Bryant is going to be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame next month. And it's kind of big news that Michael Jordan will be the one to honor him. So apparently when you are inducted or you're nominated, you pick somebody from the class before to present you with the honor. And Kobe Bryant's family picked Michael Jordan.
All right.
Good. So that is going to be happening on May 15th in Connecticut.
Okay.
Hall of Fame ceremony. All right, you guys.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hip, hip. You boys get together.
All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. Here we go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We'll get a couple contestants and play next. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio rolling through your Thursday.
Got it.
A video today brought to you by Liquid Performance.
Yay, Johnny knows what day it is.
If your duck hunting dog could talk, fun and stuff, check it out at thebigshow.com. Be taking a classic beer request off the wall in minutes. And right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The bird, a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet a contestant. We got Robert from Lacey Springs, Alabama. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, John Boy.
Morning. And we got April from Flint, Texas. Good morning, April.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, come on in here, cowgirl. April, you're on team Tater and Randy. And Robert on the John Boy and Billy side.
This is your month, Laura. April.
Let's get it done.
Well, let's see what we can do then, y'all. April, you relax for 30 seconds. Me and Robert will go first. All right. Robert, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Start the clock now. Another name for a song. Name that.
Tune.
Yeah. All right. This is these buzz around in the spring. They're carpenters right now.
The carpenter bees.
Yeah. No, but what's the first word for the bee? It's a blank bee.
Bumblebee.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Chef Boyardee makes this. It's an Italian dish. Blank and meatballs.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Yes. All right. When you run 26 miles, it is a...
marathon.
Yeah, all right.
Come on, John Boy, speed it up.
I think Johnny was doing the remix.
All right, well, we put a 4 on the board. Good work, Robert. Okay, now April and Tater, the girls go for their first 30. All right.
Hey, April. Okay.
April, you got
that? All right, I'm ready.
Okay, all right then. Start the clock now.
All right, the mad scientist works in his what?
Lab.
The whole word.
Well, the whole word.
Science lab.
No, the whole word for lab. Okay. All right. Hey, this vegetable is made into pickles.
Oh.
Cucumbers.
Ew.
Go ahead.
Hey, you spend money to play this, the big Powerball. It's a what?
The lottery.
Yes. I'm nervous about this. I'm just going to... Oh, man.
Just
April.
Keep going like you are. Sounds like it.
I'm sorry.
Put a 3 on the board, so Robert leads by 1 after round 1. And
not too bad.
Here we're going to round 2. All right. Robert, you ready, Billy? Are you ready?
Ready.
And go.
A happy song called Don't Blank, Be Happy. What's the name of that song?
Don't Be Sad.
No. If you're concerned about the future, I'm really blank about the future.
Worried.
Yep, yeah. There you go. Crayola makes these.
Crayon.
Yep. Let's see. You might steam these. It's a shellfish that you eat.
Steamed. Clam, lobster.
Yep. No, there you go. 2,000 pounds is a what?
Ton.
Bam. Yep. You need more of this in your diet.
That's all right.
Okay, another.
I don't know your personal history, but
you don't know me.
So a total of 8 for Robert. So April and Randy, 5 will tie, 6 will win. And April, we are
all right.
Picking up on that last word. Ready, go.
So as Billy said, you need more of this in your diet. Metamucil will add this to your diet.
Calcium?
No, probably, but no. This would be
fiber.
Yes,
fiber.
That a girl. Thank you. All right, so you need to take these to stay healthy. Vitamin C is one.
Vitamin, you said it, stupid.
Oh, dang it. Yeah. So 2 + 2 blanks 4.
Equal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got 2, gave 1 to Robert, and then 5, 9. Yeah, 9-5. Robert wins in the final count here. Yeah.
Vitamins was a word.
Yeah,
sometimes you just don't. I can't turn.
If the
brain
rules
on
were different, that would have been an excellent clue.
Yeah, thanks.
I never would have got fiber.
Well, April, we appreciate you down there in Flint, Texas, baby, and you can try again any game, anytime, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for playing, listening to us. And Robert and Lacey Springs, you got the big old liquor performance prize pack for your victory.
Thank you, guys. Can I give a shout-out, please?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to shout-out to my lovely wife, Lindsay, and my 3 lovely kids.
Well, all right. Kiss your lovely family for us, Robert, and hang on with Jackie.
I will. Thank y'all.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic beer request in the morning. The tater holding up in front of the camera, pulling off air. John Abromavage. Huh? You're not making up last names, are you, Tater?
No, sir.
All right, John Abromavage. I like it. John is out of Simpsonville, South Carolina, and he says the old Bible lady's beating the guy up, and the guy late for work calls his boss. Cracks me up. We'll get it for you, John. Coming up next. Good morning. Classic beer request for the big show this morning comes from John Abromavage in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Let's all enjoy John's request here.
It's time. Bring in the old mailbag.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
Never stop.
Mailman, mail today.
Yeah.
Reach right in and pull one out.
I got a little look.
Hey guys, don't mess with Bible-toting old ladies. Read this little explanation and listen to the voicemail. You gotta laugh with the guy. On a recent Spurs trip, we were asking one of our sponsors for some funny stories or experiences with the company. The funniest story he had was when an operations manager was late for a meeting and called his boss to tell him he was running late. As he was leaving the voicemail message, he witnessed an accident and went on to provide play-by-play of the incident. After telling us the story, he promised to send us a copy of the voicemail, and here it is. This is the actual voicemail message. It was passed along and forwarded so many times it crashed our voicemail server.
Wow.
Maybe okay. You guys could help out.
All right.
Well, here, let's listen to this voicemail.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So thought, whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit 4 old ladies in an Impala. Oh. Just kind of clipped them and turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like he like it was their fault. Hold on. He's going over their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's holding his face, and he's on his knee. She's getting out. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too. There's one woman with a little black person. She's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. We got another woman that's she's hitting him like he's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella and she's sticking it in his side. Oh, there's another one that it's a little woman that looks like Mother Goose. She's beating him. She's got this U-bid bag. She's got this U-bid bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. She picked this Bible up and she lifted it way over her head. It was a hardback NVI version. Oh, they're still beating the hell out of this guy. She picked his Bible up and raised it up above her head and just beamed the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The one with the little black person still. Oh, pieces of okay, he's up on the car. The little woman just beamed him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here. The little bitty Mother Goose woman. She's stuck into him and she's driving off. I wish you would have been here, man. This is too good.
All right, that was fun.
Another letter from our listeners, Dave.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio here. A few more minutes. Appreciate y'all spending some Thursday morning with us. Any of the Big Show you might have missed, you can catch it all on the John Boy Billy's Late Risers podcast. It'll be dropping about an hour and a half. If you hadn't yet, we encourage you to go to thebigshow.com and subscribe. And then every morning after the show and Randy posts a podcast, it'll drop to your mobile device automatically. Be there when you need it, maybe on the way home from work, sometime in the afternoon. And while you're there at thebigshow.com, be sure to check out our video of the day, If Your Duck Hunting Dog Can Talk. And man, look at this. Big Show listener and star of Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, is 49 years old today. So say happy birthday, Willie. Got you. I can see you. Little hunting dogs, the duck dog coming down with Duck Dynasty. Love it when a plan comes together, and I had no idea about it.
Didn't get all of that, but I'm sure it was favorable.
How do you like it when Billy and I have no idea what you're talking about?
Works fine.
Okay.
We've made it through another 4 hours as we're celebrating our 40 years on the radio.
Oh, no, I'll tell you what.
And y'all put Donnie Preston to work. He's in the Big Show warehouse. A lot of y'all are getting your 40th anniversary special edition T-shirts. We got the Duh Huh. We got the Hey Big Man, Let Me Hold a Dollar. And Love You Mean It.
I think they're going to do one with the great big 40th anniversary logo across the front of it, too.
All right.
Donnie the other day. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So they, you mean us.
Yeah. All right.
Good work. Billy, our staff artist on the show.
In his defense, I don't believe anybody believes that we are actually printing T-shirts.
Well, Billy does the design, man. Yeah, right. He got that covered. And, of course, Donnie Presley, you know, he just ain't hanging around the warehouse waiting for y'all to call.
No, there's where you're wrong. That is pretty much all he does.
All right. Our retired police officer, Donnie Presley. We kept him working here for the last 20, 25 years since he retired.
Yeah, no refunds.
That's neat, man. We'll make a daily visit to thebigshow.com. We sure appreciate y'all. All right, dear. We out of time today. Let's get it, Bill.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is the perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Put Donnie back to work. Order some JB&B stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
All right, y'all. Hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll be celebrating Friday on tomorrow. We love you, and we mean it.
Yeah, you guys hear yourselves? This is the same old crap over and over again. We need to take a chance. Try something different. Something fresh.
Oh, blow it out your house.